So the teaching by Father Jack is profound, is inspiring. The way he communicates, I am sure, like a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, a lot of, as I told you in the deanery meeting yesterday, when he mentioned some, like Stoyanos, for example, you don't know him. He was my professor. And he died at early age. He was the brain of the New Testament. You cannot imagine how much smart he was. And he loved us as Antiochian. And he came after him, Karavidopoulos. Did you know him? Okay. And Matsoukas, you mentioned Matsoukas also. Menzerides. Okay. All these, you know, like my professors were. So, you know, like when we give information and knowledge, you know, like it's very intense. But the good thing, you know, like Father promised, like to give us presentations. And we will forward them to you electronically. Okay, this is for sure. Father Michael, are you here? Do you have them?
No, I'll get them.
Get them. So the teaching is so beautiful, and his presence among us was inspiring, and he brought all that joy and all the blessing of Antioch and the experience of Antioch. He was like the first time, as the first, you know, like time he's visited us, or he's visiting us, and many clergy, you know, like I told him in my letter when I invited him that you are highly educated and whatever. Maybe he didn't have enough, like, you know, like. He was uncomfortable, like, to teach clergy, you know, like teaching students different than teaching, you know, like clergy like him. So that's why, you know, like you have to understand that. But I will invite him again in the future, in the near future, and you will get to know him more and more. And he comes from the heritage, from the legacy, from the history of all these holy people he mentioned, like John of Damascus and Joseph of Damascus and others. So thank you, Father. And I need all of you, please, like to recognize him and thanks him. Let us, you know, like. The seminar for 2018 would be February from the 5th to the 8th. So please mark your calendar from now. We booked the place already. And the number for this year, the number of the attendees for this year was 93. You know, there is illness, there is, you know, I know the other ones, the other brothers, those who are absent, you know, I know why they are absent, because there are some excuses. Bless you. As usual, the seminar committee is like Father Spire, who is not here with us. We pray for him, and we pray for his family, and we pray for Kevin, their son. Father also in the committee, Father Stephen Howell, the treasurer. Are we in good shape, Father Steve?
So far, yes.
Good. So, Father Nathan, the one who was like the dynamo of this seminar, Father Nathan did a good job as retreat center liaison, on-site registration and facilitator for the seminar. He did a lot of work, and I thank Father Nathan and Father Stephen, and at the end, Father Mike Habib, communication. So when Father Mike Habib, you know, like terrifies you, you have to understand that he is like, he is serious about everything. So thank you, committee. Thank you. I appreciate all the work you did. Also, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the celebrating clergy, Father, the priests, those who served the liturgy, Matins, Vespers liturgy, priest Father Matthew Howell and Father John Mahfouz. They did a wonderful job with all the deacons. The deacons, Deacon John Phillips, the Deacon Thomas Hernandez, and Deacon Jeremiah Volman, Deacon James Robinson, Deacon James Hefner, and Deacon John Bean from Salt Lake City, the one who served yesterday. So all of them, if you noticed, they did a very good job. So when I am in a conference like this, if you notice, like I don't correct anyone. If there is any correction, we do it after the service. But in the service, you know, like it's beautiful. It went very well, and it was done carefully and professionally. So I appreciate all of you. And the chanters, the father chanters, under the direction of Father Timothy Backlick, and all the brethren who helped. And as you have seen and you have heard, that they did a wonderful job as well. And Father Patrick, I thank him for chapel set up, and it was a beautiful set up. We feel that, you know, like we are not in a strange place, but we feel that, you know, like the presence of God, you know, because of the icons and because of all the hymnody and the readings. And last but not least, that quiet man, you know, like we didn't see him even at lunches, you know, like, and he's quiet and he's behind the scenes, Deacon Stephen Vanvagidis. So he did all the audio recording. Yes, he is there. So thank you. So let's give Eric a big recognition to all of them. You know, here I have a list here, newly ordained since the last clergy seminar. Deacon Elias Hadi, is he here? He is from I ordained him recently in December at St. Nicholas Cathedral, and he is assigned to St. Mary in Marietta, California. God bless you, and God bless your ministry. Also, Deacon Andrew Mansu, he is not here today. Huh? He's working? Still working? He's not retired yet? You gave him work to do? So he's a policeman. He used to be a policeman, and he finished his studies and St. Stephen course, and he has been very, very faithful in the church in Van Nuys, and everyone knows him, you know, like from that area, and he has a good reputation. So I ordained him to the diaconate last October when we had the board of trustees in Van Nuys. Last but not least, Deacon James Hefner from Twin Falls. He served the first day, God bless you. He served the first evening, he served twice, I think, or once? Great Vespers. So as I said, I have known him for over 20 years, and we've been friends. He's faithful to the church, he and his wife and their loved ones, and thank God for all his ministry. So as I said, he is a pharmacist and he's successful in his career, and he promised to serve God, and thank God for Father Mike Habib to work on him, and good to have you as a deacon. God bless you. Last but not least, you know, like we have Deacon Ambrose Young. Is he here?
He left.
The one from Yuma,
yeah,
right?
Father Anthony Gabriel.
Yeah. He took Father Anthony Gabriel. What's his last name?
Liston.
Ambrose Yuma. Yuma. Okay. So Ambrose Liston from Yuma. He was with us here today, but he took Father Anthony Gabriel to the airport. So all these deacons, you know, are fine people and wonderful souls, and we are proud, like, to have people quality like them, and we need more. Every priest has to produce, you know, like, good people. So please do everything you can to love people in your parishes, and to produce, you know, like, young people ready to study, ready to sacrifice, ready, you know, because if we don't do that, we miss the whole thing. And second, we keep them, you know, like, in the, you know, as a praise, you know, like, in this society. So let us, you know, like, help them, you know, like, be saved. Let us bring them by example, by everything we can, to prepare them for salvation. And to be honest with you, after I became the Metropolitan, now I am afraid of tomorrow. Tomorrow in the future, I mean, we don't have enough seminarians. You know why? If I have to open the doors, hundreds maybe will have, like, within a short time. But everyone has some problem, either like a marital problem or with a big debt. Like when they go to college and they take a loan, they receive a loan from the bank. When they come to us, one seminarian, you know, we rejected him because 400,000 debt. So if he starts, like, his ministry with 400,000, you know, like, he will be a burden on the church and he will be a burden on everyone. So that's why, you know, like, we are very careful, you know, like, when we have some delay because of we are studying every request, every application, you know, like, very thoroughly. Thank you very much for your love for each other. Thank you for your love for God. Thank you for serving the church. Now, you know, like, we miss, of course, Father Paul Doyle with among us. God rest his soul. You know, like, he passed away very peacefully. I visited him more than once at the retirement home. And I was with the parish, St. Matthew, and I performed the funeral in the cathedral. Thank God, you know, like, everything work out beautifully. You know, like, the time cooperated, you know, like, beautifully when I was here. Everything went I had to head back to New Jersey if there was some delay because of the formalities and everything. But everything, you know, like, and I thank all the clergy who were there in the funeral, because they expressed their love for Father Paul. And Father Paul, you know, like, is not an easy thing, like, to forget. So we will keep praying for commemorating him, and keep that beautiful and innocent and angelic attitude, you know, like, in our minds forever. So this man, I told about him that he is the only clergy without a personal agenda. And you cannot imagine the love of the people when they came, you know, like to say goodbye to him. And Father George and all his good people, you know, like they did a wonderful job honoring him and serving him and taking care of him, and everything went wonderful. So this is the way, you know, like we honor people. And I told you, our Metropolitan in France, God rest his soul, blessed memory, when he died, because he lived a good life like Lazarus and the rich. So he had a good life while he was living. But after his death, handful of people were in his funeral. They didn't even, some clergy, they didn't even bother themselves to go from Germany to France, like to be in his funeral. Doesn't tell you something? While Father Paul, Father John Reinhold, Father others, you know, like the church was packed. So this is a great, you know, like picture for all of us, a great example for all of us. It's not about like being metropolitan or being, you know, a king or a prince and whatever. No, the people remember the one who has left a great impact on them. And people forget a big shot within a second if he didn't have any impact on them. So we need this brotherhood to be strong and to be united and to be dedicated and to be godly. God bless you. Thank you very much. You have my love. You have my appreciation. Give my love to everyone in your parishes. And God be with you. You know, like today traveling. Be safe.
Have mercy on us and save us.
Amen.